Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the entire great nation ponders an imponderable question. What is the meaning in the mugshot? 1-800-955-1776. President Trump's image will become one of the signature images in the history of this campaign, whether or not he is the Republican nominee for president. And after the debate and the fireworks and the controversy and the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs seem to have settled down, nothing has happened that is going to dramatically dislodge Donald J. Trump from being the heavy favorite for winning the Republican nomination. He apparently is going for making money for the campaign, raising money for the campaign by selling T-shirts with the mugshot. They are selling for $34, the regular price, the Donald Trump mugshot white T-shirt, the iconic former president mugshot. And there's some debate about what size President Trump would really wear, because one of the most foolish of the recent obsessions by the media, and there are plenty of foolish obsessions by the media, one of the most foolish is the obsession over Trump's listed weight. He listed his height as 6'3". His driver's license says he's actually 6'2". And his weight was listed at 215 pounds, whereas the most recent White House examination had him at 239 pounds, considerably heavier. what does it matter? It doesn't matter, but what is the message the mugshot is trying to say? For the first time in 2.5 years, President Trump posted not on Truth Social, but he posted on Twitter, or as the platform has been rebranded by Elon Musk, X. He posted on X, and X is often, well, question mark. Remember the X-Files. What does the Trump expression mean? The looking at the expression right now on the computer in front of me, it seems to represent determination, defiance. What? The label that they are using on the T-shirts and in the distribution of this imagery. The label says, election interference, never surrender, DonaldJTrump.com. This is obviously an important thing because it's brought Donald Trump back to Twitter. And what does the debate mean? Actually, there is a Wall Street Journal editorial, a new editorial, that says it was a very good Republican presidential debate. How do you feel about it? It's a day after the debate. The dust has settled a little bit. Did it change your mind about anything if you watched the debate? Was there a candidate you had not considered who you are considering now? Was there a candidate you had considered who you have ruled out now because of something that happened on that debate stage? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The only major poll, which is a 538, it's a national public resource center, NORC, National Opinion Research Center poll, one that is also sponsored by I-38 and Ipsos. They've all gotten together And the poll showed that most people thought that the two winners in the debate were Ron DeSantis, which is a little bit of a surprise because most of the commentary you hear from experts thinks that DeSantis underperformed. What do you think? The point is that DeSantis avoided any major or horrible mistakes. That was true for most of the candidates. He had 29% of people who gave an opinion thought that DeSantis had won the debate. The second place finisher within the margin of error with 26% was for Vivek Ramaswamy, who everybody is talking about now. One of the big questions for Ramaswamy is he said memorably he believes that President Trump has been the best president of the 21st century. Now, of course, saying that, what you're doing is you're comparing to other 21st century presidents, and there are only three others. The others are George W. Bush and Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So what you're saying is in that group of Bush, Obama, and Biden, Trump is the outstanding figure. That's what basically Vivek Ramaswamy is saying. However, if you believe that people can go ahead and pick the greatest president of the century to install him in power for another 4 years, why would you want a youthful imitator of President Trump? And a great deal of the commentary about Ramaswamy has been on how directly he is going for the Donald Trump base. Anyone out there who had been thinking, I'm going to vote for Trump again, I agree with him, I like the way that he ran the country when he was president of the United States those 4 years, but then you saw something in the debate and you thought, no, not Trump, Ramaswamy. Somebody who is younger, and by the way, has the advantage of being able to serve two terms. One of the disadvantages of getting Trump elected, if you're working for that purpose, is that President Trump, because of the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, he can only serve this one more term. If he wins this election and he becomes President of the United States, he can never run again, because he is ineligible. The ongoing, a very good Republican presidential debate, which is the opinion of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, they say Donald Trump ducked the first Republican presidential debate Wednesday night, and his absence did the party and the country a favor. Voters were able to hear eight other candidates and size up their policies, sparring abilities, and differences. GOP voters who want to nominate someone who can defeat a highly vulnerable President Biden have more than one capable non-Trump to choose from. So which other non-Trumps are getting good reviews? Well, there are two prominent conservative voices, one David Brooks in the New York Times, the other syndicated columnist Kathleen Parker, both of whom believe that the clear winner in the debate was actually the only woman up there. That would be the former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. We're going to be speaking about the debate, who won, who lost, what it means, and what about the next debate, which probably will not include Doug Burgum, and probably not include Asa Hutchinson, and maybe not include Chris Christie. We'll find out about that and more, speaking to Chris Saliza, veteran reporter, who is also the author of a new book about presidents and their sports obsessions. We'll also be speaking with John West about an expose of a racist Smithsonian exhibit. That and more, all coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
President Trump made a quick trip to Atlanta, and he went ahead, had his fingerprints taken, had the mugshot taken, the now famous mugshot. I wonder if he was practicing that look in the mirror. And again, apparently, including shipping, it's $34 to get that T-shirt that says election interference and has the determined picture of President Trump. The former president spoke briefly with the media after his formal arrest. It was 20 minutes. It was fairly quick. And apparently everybody's grateful for that, that they moved through this quickly, because the prison where this was taking place smells bad. And it's, believe it or not, oppressive and unpleasant environment. After he had withstood that, President Trump spoke briefly with the media before he got back on his plane to go back to Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey. He had this to say. This is clip four.
America, this should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you can have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference. So I want to thank you for being here. We did nothing wrong at all. And we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think is very dishonest.
Okay, that's President Trump making the point that he is not the first one to challenge the results of an election. He did challenge it. There were 60 different lawsuits that the Trump campaign initiated. And there's one of them that they got sort of a split decision on from the court. But the other 59 were a disaster legally. And the one thing is, he mentioned Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton. One of the things that President Trump talked about when he was talking to Tucker Carlson in that 46-minute conversation that was posted and got literally millions of people to listen to it and to watch it, maybe you did. But one of the things that he talked about was the fact that Hillary Clinton had called him on the night of the election. It was apparently very early in the morning, middle of the night, 3 a.m, something like that, and she had called and conceded. And she conceded publicly. And when he talks about other people challenging elections, Stacey Abrams, for governor of Georgia, well, she didn't challenge her second run for governor of Georgia against Governor Brian Kemp, because she lost that one very substantially. But yes, when elections are exceptionally close, it is not wildly unusual for people to go through recounts, to go through crediting a count, to go looking at the election again. What's different about this is this election just wasn't that close. It the Pennsylvania, which is one of the states that President Trump was very determined to question and to challenge, Pennsylvania, the margin for Joe Biden was almost 150,000 votes. It was a much bigger margin, by more than 2-1 than the margin by which President Trump had won Pennsylvania 4 years before. And, all of this about the election, President Trump was did a call with Newsmax, and of course he now prefers Newsmax or almost anything else to Fox. He was on with a host named Greg Kelly, and he talked about a suggestion for some folks who should be targeted by the FBI and the Justice Department. Who is he talking about? Listen, this is clip one.
You know, to go through a case, and then they drop it right in the middle of the election when I'm leading Biden by 5 or 6 points at least. But right in the middle of the election, they drop it. And I tell you, you just said something that's very true. I looked at some of the other mugshots. Can you believe it? And Rudy's a tough guy, and Rudy can handle it. He's greatest mayor, and your father was the greatest police commissioner, but the greatest mayor in the history of the city. Rudy shouldn't be going through this. He didn't do anything wrong. Just, you know, he's the one, and we all are the ones that question the election. The ones they should go after are the ones that rigged the election. That's the ones that should be in trouble, not the ones that are trying to get to the bottom of what happened. It's a very sad thing, but Rudy can handle it. But I look at some of the other people. Now, I don't know a lot of those people. I don't even know that I've met a lot of those people, but some I do. And their lives are destroyed by these maniacs. These are animals. These are vicious animals that have destroyed the lives of these people. And, Greg, it's so sad. And they don't have a lot of money, and some of them did almost nothing. They don't even know what they're being charged for.
Okay, again, they're being charged for participating in, for instance, creating groups of fake electors, people who were not elected or even close to being elected for the Electoral College. And that's why there are charges here, including forgery, because some of the papers were not appropriate. Meanwhile, can it help Trump to go back to talking about election interference and to try to persuade the majority of Americans that the election of 2020 was stolen? Is that a good political strategy? Is it a good political strategy? President Trump, when he was speaking with Tucker Carlson, was asked about the possibility of civil war. And he talked about all the love that was in the air on January 6th and the most greatest explosion of love and emotion he'd ever seen. Sarah Palin is also talking about civil war. We'll play that for you and your perspective. If you believe we're on the verge of civil war, which I emphatically do not, if you believe that we are on the verge of civil war, give us a call and explain why. I'm very eager to hear you. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never surrender." Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking.
Using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health Systems. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show, talking about winners, losers, and irrelevancies concerning the first of the Republican presidential debates. The next debate is going to be at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. That takes place on September 27th. So it's a month and 2 days from now. And the presidential race for the Republican nomination, it does seem likely that at least a couple of the people who were trying to get on the stage and some of the people who did actually make it on the stage for this debate are not going to be participating in that next debate because they are raising the bar in terms of how you have to fare in some polling nationally, in how many people you have to have signed declarations that they support your candidacy. It has to be now 50,000 people instead of 40,000. I think for Asa Hutchinson, who's a very good man and was a fine governor of Arkansas and a fine head of the DEA and is a great public servant, and I think he'd be a terrific addition to the cabinet of whoever the next Republican president is. I don't think he is going to be as part of the next debate. And Doug Burgum, even after he recovers from his Achilles tendon injury from playing basketball, the governor of North Dakota, I don't think is going to continue. But who knows? Maybe we won't continue at all because there won't be any kind of orderly primary. What there will be is civil war. Sarah Palin commented on Newsmax. She's been through her own bitter presidential campaign when she was named as the vice presidential nominee by Senator John McCain, this back in 2008. But here is the former governor of Alaska on Newsmax with a warning, 3.7.
I think those who are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tier system of justice, I want to ask them, what the heck? Do you want us to be in civil war? Because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to keep putting up with this. And, Eric, I like that you suggested that we need to get angry. We do need to rise up and take our country back. Now, I would say the RNC, though, that's what's lacking when it comes to collective anger that can be healthy and it can be useful. Where is the RNC? They hold the purse strings to the party. They hold the funds that could be helping out in this situation. They have the platform, and yet they're too timid. A bunch of freaking rhinos running the thing. So the RNC, they better get their stuff together, or I'll have to ask them, too. What do they want as an outcome of this civil war?
Okay, is that the only alternative here? And again, when Sarah Palin talks about the Civil War and talks about Ronna McDaniel, it's fascinating because in terms of the debate about whether the election was rigged or whether it was stolen or whether it was legitimate, if President Trump had wanted to make the case for overturning the election, what would happen? Would it mean that you cut short the presidential term of Joe Biden? I mean, what exactly are we asking for here? And again, that's why she's talking about anger and how constructive anger is. That clearly is what they're trying to sell with a mugshot. Which the mugshot that looks, yes, it looks resolute and determined and very angry. But anger is a totally destructive emotion unless it can lead to some kind of resolution in your favor. And again, I'd be glad to take your phone calls. What's the resolution in favor of the Trump position here regarding the election of 2020? That election was 2.5 years ago. We're in the midst of a new election. And, okay, if you want to say the right way to get retribution, which is a word that President Trump likes, it's also the title of a new movie today with Liam Neeson. We're going to be reviewing it later. But when you talk about retribution, it means getting even. So how do you get even with this thing? Is it that you want to go after and prosecute people like Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State for the state of Georgia, who refused to, quote, find those 11,780 votes? In terms of the civil war that everybody or many people seem to be talking about, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the gentle lady from Georgia, also had her idea about a gathering storm and an onrushing conflict. Here's what she had to say about the situation in her home state. This is clip 5.5.
It's a horrible day to Americans. To stand in solidarity with President Trump, I made my own mugshot with the Fulton County Jail here logo, and I changed it to my official photo on Twitter. So I encourage everyone to make your own MAGA mugshot. Stand with President Trump. We always stand with our president because he's the one that's going to save this country, and we thank God for him. So that's what I did to stand in solidarity. I'm standing right here at the jail with all of y'all. I thank Right Side. I thank everybody that's here, and we're going to support him all the way.
Okay, and support him all the way, meaning to support him as a candidate for president, which totally legitimate. There's nothing that, except if you believe that the 14th Amendment, Section 3, actually prohibits him from running because he's participated in an insurrection. I don't think anyone expects that those lawsuits that they're talking about doing that would disqualify President Trump, I don't believe they're going anywhere. And frankly, that would so unnecessarily enrage people. The idea right now of peddling rage, don't we have too much of that already in this country? Lara Trump, the daughter-in-law, the wife of Eric Trump, one of President Trump's sons, had her comments about the whole idea of taking a mugshot and why it was unnecessary. This is clip six.
You know, it feels like one of the low points in American history, Jesse. I wonder what the rest of the world is looking at the once great superpower, the United States of America, and thinking right now as we watch this play out with my father-in-law. Now, a fourth indictment, this arraignment today, and like you said, probably a mugshot of one of the most recognizable people in the entire world. Why you would need a mugshot and why you would need to set a bond for someone like Donald Trump is absolutely absurd. Of course, he is no flight risk. Of course, everyone recognizes him. But it just shows you how far the Democrats have gone at this point. And they used to try and hide it. But it feels very blatant and out front now. They're not even afraid to show us what they're willing to do and how they're willing to tear down this country.
Is that what this is about? On the other side, I think somebody would say that, the whole idea of justice being equal, regardless of how powerful, how popular, how much public support you may have, you still go through the same procedures as people who may not have that kind of public following or those kind of financial resources to fight an accusation against them. That idea of equal justice for all, something you don't hear about that in Russia at all, where there's bad news about a reporter from the Wall Street Journal. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, despite all of the negativity and the harshness of our political rhetoric and the name-calling and the suspicions and the ongoing debate about election fraud and rigged elections, we do not have, not yet at least, a situation in which people at the heights of power are involved in murder. They do have that in, Russia. There, is the death of, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head and the organizer of the Wagner Group. Defense Department press secretary, whose name is Pat Ryder, said in a press conference that Prigozhin was most likely on that plane that crashed near Moscow. Listen.
I know there's a lot of interest in this topic. I'll say right up front, first of all, our initial assessment is that it's likely Prigozhin was killed. We're continuing to assess the situation. We don't have any information to indicate right now. The press reporting stating that there was some type of surface-to-air missile that took down the plane, that we assess that information to be inaccurate. Again, nothing to indicate, no information to suggest that there was a surface-to-air missile. But beyond that, I'm really just not going to have any further information.
What was it, something that came internal from inside the plane?
Again, I don't have any additional insight to provide on that. Thank you. Oren?
I just want to check the first thing you said. Our initial assessment is that it's likely Prigozhin was killed. You mean killed intentionally, although this may well have been an assassination attempt.
Killed in this airplane crash.
He was on board. And what leads you to believe that? What information do you have to suggest that he was on board? Or is this based on the fact that you have no reason to doubt Russian reports?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the specifics of how we gather information other than, again, our initial assessment based on a variety of factors is that he was likely killed.
But not just based on Russian statements, I would imagine.
Based on a variety of factors.
There are other statements from our government, none of them quite as hard and fast as this one, that basically says, yes, Prigozhin is almost certainly dead, and he died in that plane crash. But there are also pieces in the Wall Street Journal, for instance, and elsewhere, that say that they do believe it may have been a bomb placed on that plane, and that the killing of Prigozhin, who had marched with thousands of members of his Wagner group toward Moscow to cheering crowds at one point, attempting to launch a mutiny, meaningful mutiny against Putin. The fact is, 2 months after that happened, exactly, there is this, which, again, at least according to U.S. sources, and it's why we spend money on intelligence and why intelligence is necessary, because you need to know what's happening in the world, that this is yet another opponent, critic, dissenter, who has been punished with his life. And not that Yevgeny Prigozhin was any kind of paragon of virtue. He was a thug who was killed, apparently, by another thug. Meanwhile, Russia has taken someone who is not a thug, who is just an American reporter doing his job and trying to report publicly on Russia. Evan Gerskovich of the Wall Street Journal, that reporter who is being held for spying, his detainment time in prison in Russia has been increased by another 3 months. This is the Washington bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal reacting to the news that the prison term of Evan Gerskovich has been extended by 3 months. Listen.
This is a pattern for us, Bill, a sad pattern, but we were not surprised by this, although, of course, deeply disappointed. It means that Evan, who has already been unjustly detained for 5 months, will be unjustly detained for at least another three, and really every day that goes by is a tough one for him, for his family, for the journal, and for press freedom.
And it does give you some perspective on what is at stake in the current struggle for world dominance. And is there a struggle for world dominance? I think there's very little question. And it's one of those things that came up and was a subject of the debate the other night, was that Nikki Haley in particular, and also to some extent Mike Pence, made the case very well that the battle in Ukraine, the battle for the survival of Ukraine as an independent nation, is something that directly involves the American interest. And that, again, it's one of those situations where if you talk to anyone with experience in American foreign policy, there's a strong belief that Vladimir Putin meant what he said when he said that it was part of his goal to reestablish a Soviet empire, which means basically conquering and invading some of those independent nations, some of which are very clearly aligned with the West now, is attacking them and subjugating them again in what used to be called captive nations. All of this is happening at a time when there are real questions about the competence of American leadership and the preoccupations of American leadership with scandal against one side or against another. And the whole idea of basically trying to settle this election by determining whether you are going to prosecute Joe Biden for some of the shady involvements of his son in Ukraine or in communist China, or you are going to prosecute Joe Biden with an impeachment, articles of impeachment. The idea that basically what our politics is now about is not only making a choice of one side over the other, it's now a choice of which side deserves total destruction. And that's not a healthy thing in our politics. It's why the idea that there are now four different indictments against President Trump, and it appears not to be harming him, I think that should be a lesson that this is not the proper way to conduct our politics. And the idea that, again, if President Trump does win the election, which is not inconceivable, that he would immediately, as his first priority, would be to try to prosecute some of his enemies and put them in jail, and we go back to screaming, lock them up, lock him up, lock her up, lock them all up, lock everybody up. That idea that our entire political class deserves some kind of incarceration, some kind of very serious and extended punishment, seems to me to be one of those things that's deeply, deeply unhealthy for our country. We also have culture wars in our country, and the very popular, well-regarded musician Carlos Santana, who has been around and a figure in this country for almost 50 years, he was involved in a concert in New Jersey where he made some very controversial comments about a cultural issue that that I do believe the great majority of Americans would applaud what Santana had to say. We will get to that. We'll also get to the governor of New York begging Biden for a bailout. Why? Because a sanctuary city in the state of New York, and I believe New York is also officially a sanctuary state, is being deluged and buried in costs because of unauthorized immigrants. In other words, illegal aliens. We will get to that and to much more. Also coming up with reporter Chris Saliza on presidents and sports madness and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hawaii Ag and Culinary Alliance has reinstated the Kokua Restaurant and Hospitality Fund for Maui to provide immediate assistance to dedicated restaurant, bar, hospitality, and tourism workers who've been displaced by the recent catastrophic wildfires that have devastated West Maui communities from Lahaina to Kapalua. The organization is also working with World Central Kitchen and their partners on the ground to feed communities affected by the Maui wildfires. To donate to the Kokua Restaurant and Hospitality Fund for Maui, visit www.HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com. That's HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com or on Instagram at HIFoodWineFest or Facebook at Hawaii Food and Wine Festival for more information. Hawaii Ag and Culinary Alliance, DBA Hawaii Food and Wine Festival is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Contributions are fully tax deductible. Visit HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.